necessary dharma, artha, kaam, they are coming in the flow, in the pursue, in the idea. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur. Any thought, the communistic thought, not begun by money, but gradually it came to overcome the world. Because it appealed to a particular plane in the heart of so many, and they can love together. So Krishna consciousness is not very easy thing to accept by the people in general. But still, we shall try our best to distribute it to others. And the result we shall live on His hand. But we must utilize offensive for offensive. We find on the environment the offensive activity of Maya in various forms. If we are passive, then sometimes we may be loser. So often we also may attack the environment, which is attacking the so many souls with accretion. So kirtan means offensive for offensive. Meditation, that is passive attempt, not aggressive. That also aggressive in the thought world, but in the nominal world, kirtan is aggressive. Go on, chanting the name of Krishna, creating a peculiar holy vibration in the ether, and that will go on. Go on with this activity in that plane. That will carry to the memory of many who have caught the sound. In this way, it is said in this mundane world, do good to the soul. Anyhow. The beginners of good things, in the beginning, they may not have help from outside, but by their action, they may draw the attention of the public, and men and the money may come to work under his direction. In many phases of life, we have experienced such happenings, incidents. So whatever capital I have got, I must begin with that. Others, we should live at the above. The description of the above.
Question, because I have observed that the meetings we have been having, I see that there is a little problem, that it's still very little, but it can become difficult. And that is that I observe there are two types of sannyasis. One is of the introverted, more inclusive, a non-expansive type, and few are very extroverted, all-expansive, an all-including type. So the tendency in these meetings, or in general, is that the exclusive introverted type withdraws, and the all-expansive extroverted types kind of dominate the scene. And we heard this also happen in the GBC meeting, that maybe two or three kind of take over the and establish the mood and the pace. So how can these be avoided?
I want to avoid that.
Hi, Madhapuri.
Madhapuri Maharaj. That is
Badrinaya.
Nimai. কি বলছেন ইনি?
কিন্তু পরিষ্কার বললেন যে একদম সন্ন্যাসী থাকে যারা সমস্ত অন্তর্মুখী ইন্ট্রোভার্টেড, এই সমস্যার সমাধান কেমন করে হতে পারে? তারা সঙ্গে দখল করে নিয়েছেন, এই সমস্যা কেমন করে এড়ানো যায়, অ্যাভয়েড করা যায়, এইটা উনি চাচ্ছেন। মানে এখন সেটা ইনসিগনিফিকেন্ট স্টার্টিং পয়েন্টে, পরে এটা বড় আকার দেখা নিতে পারে।
So, the basis of the association is not a rigid or registered board. Any laws, rules, it is voluntary association. If in future it is in difference, then there may be a different group easily. And it is not compulsory. None is going to compel anyone, you must preach and go. Some may, in a grand style, they may preach, and some in a poor Brahmanic style, according to it. Amongst my god brothers, Madhav Maharaj, Kesav Maharaj, they preached in such a style that get much money, much. But I am satisfied only with one, in my own way. Some books, some poems, asking me, according to my nature and capacity, I am going on. We can't avoid this. So the basis is not rigid, it is a slack thing. Anyone may withdraw, anyone may stop preaching, or slowly, as according to his capacity. But those that are the loves, ganja, plus that, according to their nature, they will go on. And in future, separation may come, does not matter. But the separation will be easy. Not that when it is difference of opinion from the committee, he will be expelled, and all the acquired property would be
taken over.
So, or any other solution, if you can give, we may consider that in this way we may form the basis. What is your suggestion? It is a voluntary association, not based on law or any fixed program. In general, we shall preach according to our capacity. We combine because we have got nothing. We are beginning preaching. And there is another big organized body that will try to crush us. So if we combine, however small, we have got some position to approach the public. We have got our association, we are doing in this way. We have got difference with that big GVC for such and such, not only myself, I am the only culprit, but there are so many good persons, they are also of the same opinion. In this way, there is some facility from the association. You can take in your place another one or two preachers to your field to make them understand what is the matter. In this way, mutual cooperation. Mutual cooperation, voluntary cooperation, not any forced. Not any force demand. Voluntary, mutual.
Maharaj?
Yes?
Perhaps something like this would also work, that if those with the dominating mentality would be conscious of their tendency and try to check it in some way so that the others might be drawn in to a discussion.
Maharaj, he sent Golizang Phalong. Gold, holy. And I...
We don't want to suffer.
I did not want to go to the foreign, so I was told he was a?
His lover.
His lover. I was called his lover.
Bhagavan Sahib is saying that he doesn't want to suffer. We don't want to suffer.
Don't want to suffer.
Then?
That's the problem.
You don't like to suffer.
That's the problem. I feel that's the problem.
Why Krishna wants us to suffer?
Rajavidya, Rajagujjam, Pavitram, Niyamati, Midamuchyati. That was Susukham. You will find pleasure, of course. It is deeply pleasing. All other bitter. But there is some disease in the tongue. The picture ki bale? Biles. Attack of biles.
Jaundice.
And so jaundice and sugar candy tastes bitter. But sugar candy is the medicine to remove this jaundice. And when the jaundice is removed, that sugar candy will taste very, very sweet. Ittu patav raptapta rasanasya narujikāna sat krishna nāma charita adishita pavidda avidda ittu patav rasanasya narujikāna kintādarād anudinam khalu saiva juṣṭhā saddhikkamād bhavati tadgada mūdhāntri. This name, the Krishna Katha, now bitter and unpleasing, but if we apply this unpleasing medicine for some time, the bile, the anemia will be removed and it will be found very, very sweet. Rasum Vaisha, Jyata Bhavan Kurijani, Khanti Rabbatta Kalatta Virakte Manasunnaka, Asabanda Samutkantha Namugani Sadaruchi, Asakti Stad Gunakhani, Priti Stad Vasati Stali, Itadan Bhavasu, Jato Bhavan Kurijani. And that Ruchi Roti Bhav will appear within us very, very sweet. The sweetest will begin that dawn of love. It is this rasu visha. Only that is ras, other all viras, tasteless. Only he is tasteful, others tasteless. We have to realize that little. You want the proof, evidence. God is. He is. He is our fulfillment. You should stand as evidence to the public.
So Maharaj,
yes?
They are arguing that Prabhupada wanted everyone to work under the GBC, but we are not doing that, so therefore anything we do is unauthorized. Anything we do is unauthorized.
Unauthorized. And authorized from the greater circle. GBC, its constitution is recommendatory, but the general sayings of him go and preach about Krishna. The general call. General call. Krishna. But to facilitate that, he appointed some gentleman. That does not mean that he has given everything within their fist, their whimsical fist. At present, that dollar diplomacy, despotism in the name of devotion, dedication, divinity. God is within their fist, Krishna. They think like that. Rather, the opposite, they will have to think. So much pride, whatever we feel will dictate, and that cannot but be the opinion of the Guru and Gauranga, to Krishna. So limited. Narrow views. So much so, don't go beyond our Guru Maharaj's books. His Guru, other Goswamis, no. Don't go. What is this? The natural advice would be, read others to support what has written by our Gurudev. Extensive study, prove that what our Guru Maharaj has said, I support that. Expansion is necessary. Don't touch any other body, but just what is given by Gurudev. Then you won't be able to maintain your solidarity. This is a defeatist mentality. So we are all minors, not major. All minors. If we go and read others, even the book of our Gurudev, then we are undone. What is this? All minor, no major. At the same time, we are God's representative. Whatever we shall do, that is the truth. These two things cannot go together.
এখনো স্বামীমা জেনারেলি ভুলে গিয়েছেন, যদি কোনো কারোর প্রশ্ন থাকে তার উত্তর আমরা সমস্ত বইয়ে দিয়ে গেছি, এবং তাছাড়া শাস্ত্রে যেমন অধিকার বহু কথা সমস্ত বলে দেওয়া হয়েছে, আমাদের স্পেশাল কেস বহু রয়েছে,
কোনো জায়গায় কাউকে তো বাঁধানো যায় না, আর যেহেতু মোটামুটি একটা অর্ডার দিল,
this is not a dead thing, it is a progressive living thing. If committee is the absolute, then why you have come from other creed, from Christianity? The church must have its highest authority. The Pope, one side, but the Catholic, coming divine succession, this is the insinuation. And for the Protestant, there must be some committee that must have the authority from ancient time. So how you have left that, ignored that, and come to Swami Maharaj? Everywhere there is some such committee or the highest authority, and their decision must be accepted in that creed. So why you have come, left everything and come to Swami Maharaj's teachings? So the necessity of independent selection, the possibility is always there. I am to seek my own benefit. So freedom is there, compulsory study in religion is there. So dharma, sarva dharma, paritajya, this clarion call, it is there. Broad, infinite, can't be taken within a committee. Yes, see, the committee, which is a general thing, but not all exhaustive. Generally,
what should be then the main purposes of the sannyasis meeting in a committee?
This is a cooperation according to their might. If anyone think that he would do some help by combined attempt. And if one says, no, I do not like to entangle me in a committee, I shall go on in my own way. We are not forcing him. But if one wants to go to a preaching life, then mutual cooperation will help. One is helping another, two, three, just going to a particular zone, and they are also coming in his zone. In this way, by combination, we shall get more strength against such a big institution. A combined effort will be more effective. So, I say, and they also find that there is some facility of combined attempts. Yeah. I know kude
ache ki no forceful but loving attempt.
Ha esche
ki korche
namach
namach ha kotha hoyche
gulab
and khabar jol do Jyati Maharaj engaged in Grihari Archan.
He is doing a television film for sending to the disciples and
Nepal.
No, everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's Bharati Maharaj.
Yes.
Television?
Yes.
Video with Bharati Maharaj for South Africa.
All right. So Bharati Maharaj Jatit Maharaj and Sudhir Goswami Maharaj.
He's writing.
For
today's meeting.
His secretary.
Yes.
So Parvat Maharaj is afraid to enter the committee.
I'm observing these
movements.
I'm observing these tendencies, and I'm bringing them to you because I believe that the committee has only existence because of you. So you are the unifying energy, force, consciousness,
harmonizing.
All encompassing.
A mutual help.
Yes.
Why is saying to him?
Nobody
would have any power.
Because some devotees I observe, they are a little afraid because of previous experience with GVC. So a little, little afraid of committees. And they feel.
It is not an easy committee to command, but this is recommendatory in its nature, voluntary cooperation.
They feel that maybe we all can cooperate as individual preachers, as the need arises. We are all God brothers, so we can search each other and give shelter to each other. Then what is the need of a formal committee? That's the question.
In actual discussion and to inform the recommendatory rules that if we do this, it would be better. Everyone's suggestion should be sought and that they try to put into practice, it beneficial. Hare
Krishna.
Those that are afraid of the committee may not enter. It is not compulsory, optional.
It's a question of
because
necessity
because I am
also
recommending, so everyone should enter. I don't say like that. At the beginning I wanted that when the selected few, they may begin with the and others will follow in future. So if there is any apprehension, those that are in propaganda or eager to propagate, it will be helpful for them. But those that love secluded life, they may not enter. If they not feel any urge within for preaching, for preaching purpose, it will be helpful. And those that do not feel much urge for preaching within, they may not enter into the committee immediately. May wait for future.
If anybody feels
anyhow,
urge.
Service is necessary. The preaching is also a good service.
If anybody feels any urge to preach independently, without entering into committee.
Preach?
Yes.
Independent preaching?
Yes.
Of course, you're not going to force them, but we think that if we combine, it will be helpful for us. By mutual cooperation, it will be more effective preaching. That is our idea and experience.
But if anybody has any kind of capacity, organizing capacity to go on preaching independently, freely.
Oh, anyone may be independent any time from the committee. This feels, no, the committee is not helping me, no facility I get, then it may gradually withdraw. But on the whole, it is thought that by cooperation it will be helpful, more helpful than alone in the present situation.
Especially for publishing. Especially for new publishing. For publishing books.
Publishing. Suppose there will be a press, common press, that may help that by book publishing books and in the magazine also mentioning their propaganda, all these things, it would be helpful.
My suggestion on the beginning was that we should unite around the preaching. That should be our active union, that we all want to preach the Sampradaya books, and that is our common interest, the message, the philosophy. And Prabhupada, our Guru Maharaj, said, books are the basis, preaching is the essence, purity is the force, and utility is the principle. So my question is, the principle of utility behind a formal committee and a higher utility behind a preaching a committee, like a printing book committee. Editorial committee, like a trust, a book trust.
Yes, there will be also. The press work, the book printing, then book selling, all this will include.
Anyhow, you want to find a loving unity. Anyhow, you want to find loving unity.
As far as possible.
Yes. It is helpful. That must be loving. It is happy.
So publish books to work in the press. That is also preaching, part of preaching. And doing his duty. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Gurudev?
Yes.
I want to make daily progress in Krishna consciousness.
Yeah.
I want to feel that every day I am becoming more Krishna conscious. So how to do that?
By serving, service. We can make progress by service. Whatever we do, but serving temperament must be behind. Namantaiva. increasing the feeling of our negative characteristic, that we are helpless, we are needy, attracting Krishna's attention to one's own self. I am the most needy, sincere feeling of helplessness and invoking his grace. Externally we may engage ourselves in any sort of practices, but the internal temperament must be like this. Then only we shall approach. Otherwise, other things, this kind of common pratishtha, they will make ourselves their own prey. Or renunciation, yoga vibhuti, or that samadhi, eternal rest. These are the enemies of Krishna bhakti. Bhog that enjoyment and renunciation, mainly these two enemies of Krishna consciousness, Krishna realization. Who is there? Abana.
So does that mean that one should try to increase his service every day if he wants to advance, feel himself advancing?
Service means submission. Submissive nature. To increase the intensity of submission in one's nature, that is preparedness for membership in that subtlemost and innermost plane of life. To connect with that plane, nirguna, the saguna and the nirguna. The nirguna, the Mayavadi salvationist, they say the cessation of enjoyment, that is nirguna. But Vaishnava says the nirguna is positive. That is not the summation of all negation. Not that. It's a positive, a dynamic flow of love and service. It is in the innermost plane, just as ether, air, and then this water, earth, innermost, the finest ether. So, the Krishna consciousness is like ether, the most original and comprehensive plane, finest. And our soul can connect, have connection with that plane, and remember, can work as a member in that plane. So we shall withdraw from all these covers, this body, mind, this intelligence, reason applied in this world, everything, and dive deep into that plane, and we find that our soul is there. They are located. It is focused outside. Oh, that can be, that position can be had only by eliminating our charm, attraction for the outer covers, and to go in. That process is known as service. Sivan Mukhi Hiyo. I am not for myself. Does not belong to me. I have not got my guardian, my master. I am only dependent existence. In this way, in a plain words, I am sleep. I have got not independent personality or proprietorship. He is the proprietor. I am his slave. I do not belong to me. I have no personality, or I am not the party here. Party is he, and the subservient. This sort of realization can take us nearer to that plane of Krishna consciousness, Vrindavan Bhaja. More and more dependent nature. I cannot live independently. Or with so many that are rebels. Those have life in harmony. I want to mix and to become one of them in that plane and go on serving there. And service, that is love, loving service, labor of love, that is very pleasing, very, very pleasing, which comparison can never be experienced anywhere. Such sort of pleasure, ecstasy we may feel in that cultivation, exercise of our spiritual power. That the sandalwood, as much as it is pressed, so the good scent comes out, emits. The gold, as much as it is burnt in fire, it comes with brighter and brighter color. So by sacrifice, sacrifice, die to live, that process, we can have better and better identification of our own self and the prospect also. Sevan Mukhi, that is, die to live as you are. Dissolve your ego, whole self, and you will find that there is a spark of soul and you are that thing. And that part is a member of that plane, the ultimate plane of Krishna consciousness. We can thrive, we can live there, thrive there. That is roughly. Srivan Mukhi Jivado. We have to cultivate the name. We can take, we can give to others, help others to take, through the sound also, anyhow, culture, anushilam, Krishnanushilam, cultivation about Krishna. And that not only conscious, but that will be serving attitude, that I am his, I have not separate entity. My entity is dependent. Without him I cannot live independently. Some such thought we are to advance towards that. Amar nahito ami, I do not belong to my own self. I am his property. Just like an animal. Animal, it may have its proprietor. I am also like that. Vikri tasya jatha pasu. Give Goswami gives quotation. That just as an animal belongs to his proprietor, he has got no independent interest or personality. But the personality, the proprietorship with the man, and he may play with the animal as he likes. My position is that I am a doll of play in the hand of Krishna and his own. This sort of life to be sought and to be realized in any way, by the help of sound, by the help of color, by the help of touch, by the help of ear, by taste, totalitarian war. I want to avoid the present surface where I am awake and to enter into deep and deeper, deeper totalitarian, using all of them, so that bad in Yajanda, Nidam Shanti Shastra Sapashatam Atma Sattam Jesu. So the bad in any language, Abhishatam Atma Sattam Jesu.